Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Happy Tuesday. I hope the week is treating you well. If you missed last week, we are doing catch-up episodes every Tuesday now, and we have a little bit of a heart-to-heart talk about what's going on in life, things we're learning. Feedback was positive last week, so thank you guys for letting me know. So we're going to keep doing it until, you know, I hear otherwise or it feels different. You can always let me know how you're feeling or ask any Enneagram questions or personal growth questions or creativity questions at 828-338-9127. And I will answer those in these episodes as well. And I think it'll be more like a conversation if we do that. For today, we are going to talk through kind of four things that are on my mind right now. A lot of them are connected. We're just going to have a little chat. The first thing I've been thinking about lately is growth versus nature. How much do we kind of push ourselves out of our natural way of being in the name of growth, you know? And I've been thinking about this because this past week I switched up my schedule and I was allowing for a lot of variety. And I realized just how much happier I was. And I feel like, you know, sometimes when I'm teaching the Enneagram, people will respond to me with like, yeah, no, I need this in order to be happy. And I'll push back on that a little bit. Like, well, what are you trying to avoid in order to feel the way you want to feel or to, you know, what are you running away from? That kind of thing. But also, like, to some degree, I wonder how much we can really control and, like, how much we can, like, be a completely different person or how much we need to be a completely different person, you know? I think there are definitely obvious scenarios in which we have, there are like very clear things that have impacts in our lives in a not positive way. And I often say like that part of you that's used at the wrong place or the wrong time. So for example, let's say I, you know, as a seven, love change, love variety, love mixing things up. And if I can allow for that in my life, which I have kind of overcorrected that in a lot of ways in my life. Like, okay, that's a thing that I have a tendency to do. I'm going to be more kind of rigid and controlled so that I don't let myself just go, you know? And at the same time, like, it does make me happier. I do feel more like myself. Now, I, you know, and there are certain Enneagram teachers who I know would say, I hear the seven in that statement. Like, it does make me happier. But I do think there's something to the fact that, like, we have a natural set point. And when we use it to our detriment or at the wrong place, wrong time. So, for example, if I choose variety over stability, which I have in the past, and might again sometime in the future, you know, like choosing that over stability, choosing that over the other priorities of being a person that are equally valid, then I think we're getting into suspicious territory, or like that's something to explore. But when we're doing it to a degree or at the time or in the place, or we just appreciate when it arrives, you know, I don't think that that's something to be solved or fixed. And generally, when I think about, you know, having a loving, healthy, safe relationship to yourself, I don't think thinking about yourself as a problem to be solved is the goal either. I think it's like this middle ground of how can I love who I am, but also get to expand who I get to be, right? Like thinking of happiness as the only main goal is going to limit who I get to be as a person, because there are all these other things, you know, happiness, being a good person, you know, meeting our goals, deep emotional connection, you know, love, knowledge, you know, there's all these other areas that are important that get neglected when we kind of hone in on just our Enneagram type. And I think that that's something that is top of mind for me this week, just kind of getting to live in to my Enneagram type for a few days. My work schedule is just very varied this week. We had some people visiting from a magazine who I was kind of giving a tour, and we were going out to dinners, and it was just like very off kilter, very off schedule. And I have a pretty strict schedule normally, like a pretty set, this is what I do most days. And it felt thrilling to be off of routine. And I always feel that way. I love to kind of have a routine that I can kind of be off of, you know, intentionally. And I loved that feeling. But if I lived like that all the time, there's a lot of things that would get neglected in my life, right? Like a lot of things that are really important to me or have become really important to me as I've, you know, grown. And I think that that's the deal, you know, like to what cost am I allowing myself to just be at my set point? And similarly, I also can use that for growth. You know, if there are areas in which I want to grow, doing it in a way that is against my set point can kind of be counterproductive. I was thinking about workouts recently and how I have kind of like this tendency to have, I'm very seasonal. You know, I'll get really into doing one thing for a while and then I'll kind of lose interest in that and I'll kind of burn out and stop, and then I'll find a new energy to do the same, like a new thing the next time. And right now I've just been like, I want to move my body for 20 minutes every day. It doesn't matter how I'm moving it. It doesn't matter when I'm moving it. That's what I want to do. And that has worked better for me than anything probably has. And it gives me enough variety, enough freedom and autonomy, enough like flexibility to really make sure that I'm doing it. The other thing is that I have like some control in there. Like, okay, two of those days have to be at the gym. It doesn't, I generally like to do that on certain days, but that can change, you know, but two of those days of the week need to be at the gym because I like the workouts I get from the gym, you know? So all of that to say, I think there's an element of like leaning in that does help growth and help kind of stick to some things that maybe I would normally be a little bit more like ebb and flow about. I think about when I worked for myself, you know, not that long ago, I used to change locations a lot when I was like stuck on something. If I was getting demotivated or kind of couldn't focus, I would just change where I was working from, whether I would go to a coffee shop or I'd go sit outside or go sit in a different room. And I have some freedom for that, like in my job, but not a ton right now. I also kind of like my job gave me dual monitors and they've ruined me. Like I'm kind of attached to them. So like working from a laptop feels super weird right now. But I, you know, having that built in flexibility so that I can stick to the things that are kind of more long term static, I think is another way in which I've kind of using that set point as a growth edge, you know? But kind of with that in mind, my kind of point two of just like life updates, things that are on my mind is that I felt so good this week, like so reconnected to myself. I felt like really energized and alive. And I think part of that is just being an extrovert and having to be like social 4 days straight. I think that that was really fun for me and brought something alive in me. But I also think that there's something about just everything being a little bit fluid and not pinned down that feels really good to me as a person. And it was kind of a reminder that releasing those edges, the things that I kind of tend to do to make sure that I'm productive, quote unquote, are sometimes an illusion of control that makes me feel like I can be a predictable being. Like, okay, if I just stick to my routine, if I, you know, get plenty of sleep, drink plenty of water, follow the same kind of patterns of self-care, then I'll always be able to show up at 100% every day. And that's not even true, you know? And so a lot that at the cost of joy is maybe not the goal, you know? And I think like we talked about last week, I think I'm always going to be seeking balance with these things and navigating how those things play together, because I do think it's a rhythm and a dance. Like sometimes I do need those structures and routines. And we've talked about this. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, every summer I have been taking the like summer of pleasure, quote unquote, where I just let everything go. I don't make the bed. I don't like worry about fixing everything or growing or healing or anything. I just kind of like read and hang out and do what feels best, you know, in my free time, and like don't put pressure on being this like actualized being. And it's so nice, right? It's nice to have like a break, but at the same time, there's a reason I instilled all these habits. And so every year at the end of the summer, I'm like, oh, I actually needed those for a lot of reasons. You know, there's like a lot of things that they bring to my life.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And I implemented them as nourishment for myself. And it's a good reminder that that's why they're here, not because I need to like fix something that I think is wrong with me. They're there because I need to be nourished. And so all of that to say, I am excited to explore this real time balance of growth and rest and finding that space between set point, you know, who I naturally am, and continuing to try to do less harm to myself and to others. Which kind of brings me to point three, which is really listening to myself and allowing for more fluidity. I think that's something that I'm really trying to do right now, especially in my free time. We've kind of touched on this, I think, in the past. At least maybe we had a conversation on YouTube about it, if you are following the YouTube channel. But I used to structure my free time really intensely. And then my job was much more fluid. You know, I could work from anywhere. I could kind of work on anything. I could focus on what felt best to me that day. I could kind of pause work and run an errand if I needed to. Well, now my job is much more strict, right? And my free time was also really strict, and it was really not feeling great. You know, it was kind of like, oh, there's this constant control that I'm kind of having over my life. And I was feeling really suffocated by it. And I realized my free time needs to be much more fluid and much more relaxed. One way that I've done that is with like movement, just being kind of like, I just want to move my body for a certain amount every day, and I can do that when I want, how I want. But another way that I have done that is like my morning routine used to be scheduled out from the moment I woke up until the moment I started work. Now I have kind of switched my mentality to I can do two acts of self-care in the morning before I start my day. And those two acts can be anything I want. They can be sleeping in. They can be reading a book. They can be journaling. They can be yoga. They can be going to the gym. It can be making a big kind of breakfast, taking my time to make a big breakfast, that kind of thing. But it's not something that I need to kind of have perfectly like ticked off, you know, hour by hour. And that has felt so nice. It's been working really well and makes me feel like I have choice. You know, typically I choose the same things, but it still feels good, you know, to feel like every day I can make a different choice if I need to. Wednesday night, I took some folks out to dinner for work, and I knew like I'm probably not going to want to get up and go to the gym on Thursday morning. So Thursday, I just did yoga, stayed home, and then Friday, I went to the gym that day. You know, I didn't have to like wrestle with like breaking my whole routine. There's nothing to pass or fail at. It was just, that's not self-care today. Self-care would be something else. And that felt really nice. And I think similarly, I'm thinking a lot about future me versus listening to present me. Because one of my greatest life hacks when it comes to not feeling overwhelmed or stressed or, you know, not procrastinating, like feeling ahead, which I think is a major part of how I've built my career, is thinking about future me, kind of always thinking about what is future me going to need and being ahead of her, you know, kind of going, okay, future me is going to need lunch tomorrow. Future me is going to need some clothes laid out for her. Future me is going to need me to take notes on this, because when she comes to look at the work that she needs to do, she's going to need something to reference. That has been so helpful. But I've been so much of my like adult life has been focused on future me that it's kind of hard to be present with present me. Like, what do I feel and need and want and in this moment, not what am I gonna need and feel and want tomorrow? And so being able to kind of think through that consciously, or just find that balance consciously, really, is thinking about, okay, yes, I want to be present with future me, what she needs. And like present me is the only one that exists, truly, right? Like the only time that really exists is right now. So if I'm constantly in the future, I'm never really here. And how do you get your, you know, the present me going to get their needs met if they're not present with me? Because future me will eventually be present me, you know? So that's something that's on my mind. And I don't know that I have like figured it out, you know? It's just something I'm thinking about, and how those two kind of priorities seem to counteract each other or seem in conflict with one another. Although, you know, it doesn't have to be that binary, really, does it? Like it can be a little bit more chill than that, probably. But that's just what's on my mind. That's what I've been thinking about this week. We've been ending these as of last week with Rosebud and Thorn. So let's talk about that. So my rose this week, the highlight, is switching up my schedule. almost every single day this week was an abnormal day at work. So Friday was like pretty standard, but it was really nice. After kind of having a week of upheaval, you know, we had a CPR training. I had people in town who I was going to do site visits, and all of that was so, so good. I felt really excited to be alive. My bud, and what I'm looking forward to is this weekend, the kiddos and I are going to go have breakfast at Waffle House. We do that like once a month, and this is the weekend, and I'm super pumped to spend some time with them. And my thorn is, I think I'm just kind of like grieving international travel a bit. We are not really traveling this year, and that's totally fine. We have like a couple of vacations planned, but they're like small, drivable. But yeah, I think it's something that brings me a lot of joy that I'm going to miss. Someone asked me this week, where do you want to go next? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, it'll be a little while before I think about that. And that's kind of, you know, it's a little sad to think about. It's a little hard for my 7 heart. But also, I mean, first world problems. So not that deep. I'll be fine. But that is my thorn, and that is my little coffee catch up with you. Please don't hesitate to reach out and ask questions or things you might want to share on an episode like this. Let me know. The number to reach out to is 828-338-9127. Leave a voicemail or send a text, and I will put you in next week's episode. As always, it is an absolute joy to create this content for you, and I will see you on Thursday for the next one. Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.